on the Lyric Concert.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to introduce myself to you. My name is Jaime Martín, and I am the new chief conductor of the RTE National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, this wonderful orchestra. You know, just before coming on the stage, I could hear there backstage, I could hear on the radio, they were talking about the Symphonie Fantastique, explaining everything you want to know and more about the Symphonie Fantastique. So whoever is listening on the radio now, you are experts on this, but some of you here, I'm sure lots of you are very experts, but I can see some young people there, and they must be young because they are still in uniform. So it is. I just wanted to tell you a few things about this this piece. You know, I remember the first time I listened to a concert, a symphony concert, when I was 9. I cried. I was in tears, and I think I cried not because the music touched me at that moment. I think I probably was too young to be touched by such things as music. But I think I really was the sound of the symphony orchestra live that really got me. You know, I was so incredibly impressed. So the next day, I had to tell my parents, you know, I really want to play an instrument, and I really want to play. I wanted to play the violin. But you know, in Santander, my hometown, there was no violin teacher. Well, there was one violin teacher, but it was only private. You had to pay money. And I thought, no, I cannot ask my parents to pay for that. So I started to play the flute because it was free. And it is complete. This is how things. So that's why now when we talk about music education and we see that in lots of schools they are taking this away, it really breaks my heart, because for lots of us, or for many people, the only way to have access to music, to poetry, to even to mathematics, anything. I mean, the thing is that, of course, education has to be something we all have a right to be part of. I don't want to become political about these things, but Symphonie Fantastique is a really fantastic piece. You know, it was written in 1830, and Berlioz was a very funny guy. In my score, he wrote things about this piece. And it is the most extraordinary thing, because he said, a young musician of unhealthy, sensitive nature and endowed with vivid imagination has poisoned himself with opium. Blah, 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 blah. And that's how suddenly this story happens. So basically what happens here is that we have this young guy that is very much in love. And he's really, really, really in love. And the way in, you will hear this love, we have like a love leitmotif during the piece. And at the beginning, you know, in bar 72, this tune, and I'm going to play that for you, especially for the young. Can you hear me or not? Yes? Yeah. I don't understand these things. Do you mind playing bar 72, but only first violins with the flute? No, not everybody else. And do you mind not doing the hairpins? Yes, as printed. So this is the love theme for Berlioz. Really beautiful. But because he was young and very enthusiastic, then he wrote on the music lots of little hairpins, like crescendos and diminuendos, just to show that, because this sounded like somebody middle-aged. But because he was young, he writes all these things in the music, like, ta-da, like somebody really young. Can you play now with the hairpins, flute and violin, flute and the violins with the hairpins? So he gets, you can feel that it's like a young heart, but then the rest of the orchestra, they do budu 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 later now, and then you can feel it's almost like the heartbeat. You can see it's like, I am very young, I am in love, my heart is beating very hard. You see, can we do it as printed, bar 72? Can you hear that? So I really have to say sorry for all of you that know this piece inside out, and you don't want to be told again funny things. But there are lots of people here that might never heard this piece before. So please, I think it's nice that they, and even for the ones that know the piece very well, probably it's very nice that you hear the piece through their ears, the new ears. But anyway, these are the tools the composers use to make this kind of excitement. Anyway, he's in love. We will see how things go. Then he dreams that in the second movement he's in a ball. And in this, they are dancing, him with his loved woman. And all is very glittery. And then that's why we have the harps creating glitter in the ball. And it's, we will hear a very beautiful waltz, but you will see, we will leave it for later. Then in the third movement, we have a scene in the meadows with the oboe and the coranglais doing beautiful like echo from one mountain to another. And this is really beautiful music. But in the fourth movement, things go really bad. Because he dreams, I mean, he's lucky it is a dream only. But in his dream, he kills the girl. And don't ask me why. I mean, but he kills her, so he's been arrested. And because we are in France, this is 1830, they take him to the guillotine. So they are going to execute him and cut his head. So the whole of the fourth movement is a march going to the whatever you call that. Scaffold. Thank you very much. When the poor artist is lying on before the head is going to be chopped, the last thing he goes in his mind is the tune of this woman, and then the clarinet will be lying there. And can you play before you are executed? It's the same tune as before, but he's there. And then, now we're going to, then the music, which is quite something, and this for the young audience, they might like this. Suddenly the music, they make the sound as if the head goes clump, pum, pum, pum. You laugh. So you have the poor guys, they're oh no, no, come, and then the head, plum 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 plum. So anyway, he's definitely dead now, and then in the fifth movement suddenly he goes into a kind of hell, and it's like they call it the Sabbath, and it's all about witches, you know. From the beginning you can hear it's all very witchery, and then you will hear the tune we heard before, the to-ro-ro-ro-ro-ro-ro-ro, but now we will hear that it's a kind of, it's the same, you will hear the pam 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 pam. Clarinet will be playing this tune like if witches dancing, and then the bassoons, it really is quite an amazing sound. This is bar 40. You can hear. So it's extraordinary how the tune is transformed from something to ro 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 ta ta ta, because of the witches dancing crazily. And you know, it's before we leave it, because I could spend my life telling you little things about the sound. The one sound I really want to show you is at some point the orchestra does an effect with the. Can you play that? Just bar, 4-4-4. Yes, first violin, second violin, and violas. And it's a sound to me. It sounds almost like what do you call the big pot where you put rabbits and snakes, cauldron, you know. And then you do all the spells and put all this. Listen, it sounds almost like it's bubbling, and you can it's really boiling the water. Thank you. This was written in 1830. You know, not in the 20th century or the 21st century. 1830, only a few years after Beethoven wrote Symphony Number 9, and Berlioz wrote this music. So let's play, please, from bar 440, Tutti, and then we'll hear how this sounds in context. Now you will hear the bubbling, and then we'll play the whole piece. You know, I hope you don't mind me having fun with this and telling you. And then and maybe, you know, for some of you, it will help to follow the piece. Because in the end, what music is trying to do is to create emotions, and of course we follow the story, but we can also forget about the story and just sit there and see what the music tells us. I am so happy to be here, and I am very happy to be coming and do many concerts in this wonderful hall, in this wonderful city. By the way, Dublin is a fantastic place. I love it. And anyway, what can I say? Thank you very much. And now we will play the whole piece. I hope you enjoy. And happy Christmas to everybody.
Check out our website at rte.ie/lyricfm/concerts.